First Chronicles 15 through 16:36. Now David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one is to carry the ark of God except the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of the Lord and to serve him forever." And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel, the chief, and his 120 relatives. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah, the chief, and 220 of his relatives. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel, the chief, and 130 of his relatives. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah, the chief, and 200 of his relatives. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel, the chief, and 80 of his relatives. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab, the chief, and 120 of his relatives. Then David called for the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, you and your relatives, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at the first, the Lord our God made an outburst against us, since we did not seek him according to the ordinance." So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. The sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with poles on them, just as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives as the singers, with musical instruments, harps, lyres, and cymbals, playing to raise sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and from his relatives Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari, their relatives, Ethan, the son of Cushai, and with them their relatives of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micaiah, Obed-Edom, and Ajiel, the gatekeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound aloud cymbals of bronze, and Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Messiah, and Benaiah, with harps tuned to Alamoth, and Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micaiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Uzziah, to lead with lyres tuned to the Sheminith. Shenaniah, chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing. He gave instruction in singing because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers of the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, blew the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were gatekeepers for the ark. So it was David, with the elders of Israel and the captains of thousands, who went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy, because God was helping the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. They sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen with all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Shenaniah, the leader of the singing, with the singers. David also wore an ephod of linen. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of horns, with trumpets, with loud-sounding cymbals, with harps and lyres. When the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David dancing and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of God and placed it in the tent which David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both men and women, to everyone a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the Ark of the Lord, to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and second to him, Zechariah, then Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, with musical instruments, harps, and lyres. Also Asaph played loud-sounding cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jehaziel blew trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day, David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. Psalm of Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments from his mouth. You descendants of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance. When they were only few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be joyful, and the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and everything it contains. Let the field rejoice, and everything that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy in the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Then say, save us, God of our salvation, and gather us, and save us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. Matthew 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat. Now when the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on a Sabbath. But he said to them, Have you not read what David did when he became hungry, he and his companions? How he entered the house of God, and they ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those with him, but for the priests alone? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple violate the Sabbath, and yet are innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion rather than sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Departing from there, he went into their synagogue, and a man was there whose hand was withered. And they questioned Jesus, asking, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might bring charges against him. But he said to them, "What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable, then, is a person than a sheep? So then, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and it was restored to normal, like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, as to how they might destroy him. But Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. Many followed him, and he healed them all, and he warned them not to tell who he was. This happened so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul delights, I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bent reed he will not break off, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish, until he leads justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Then a demon-possessed man, who was blind and unable to speak, was brought to Jesus, and he healed him so that the man who was unable to speak talked and could see. And all the crowds were amazed and were saying, "This man cannot be the son of David, can he?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "This man casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan is casting out Satan, he has become divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if by Beelzebul I cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property, unless he first ties up the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? The one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either assume the tree to be good, as well as its fruit good, or assume the tree to be bad, as well as its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, express any good things? For the mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. The good person brings out of his good treasure good things, and the evil person brings out of his evil treasure evil things. But I tell you that for every careless word that people speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves a sign, and so no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was in the stomach of the sea monster for 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment, and will condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up with this generation at the judgment, and will condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Now when the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they come and live there, and the last condition of that person becomes worse than the first. That is the way it will also be with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside, seeking to speak to him. Someone said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak to you." But Jesus replied to the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" And extending his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." Acts 9, 1 through 22. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, and asked for letters from him to the synagogue in Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, whether men or women, he might bring them in shackles to Jerusalem. Now as he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told to you what you must do." The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Get up, and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many people about this man, how much harm he did to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has the authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer in behalf of my name." So Ananias departed, and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like fish scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." All those hearing him continued to be amazed, and were saying, "Is this not the one who in Jerusalem destroyed those who called on his name, and had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul kept increasing in strength, and confounding Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. Proverbs 5, 1 through 14. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, so that you may maintain discretion, and your lips may comply with knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end she is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways are unstable. She does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. Otherwise, you will give your vigor to others, and your years to the cruel one, and strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned possessions will go to the house of a foreigner, and you will groan in the end, when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, "How I hated instruction, and my heart disdainfully rejected rebuke. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, nor incline my ear to my instructors. I was almost in total ruin, in the midst of the assembly and congregation." Psalm 10, 12 through 18. Arise, Lord, God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why has the wicked treated God so disrespectfully? He has said to himself, "You will not require an account. You have seen it, for you have looked at harm and provocation to take it into your hand. The unfortunate commits himself to you. You have been the helper of the orphan. Break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. Nations have perished from his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will strengthen their heart. You will make your ear attentive, to vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that mankind, which is of the earth, will no longer cause terror.